Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hate shopping for pants? You're not alone. Jack Archer's Jet Setter Tech Pants are basically the answer to every guy's closet struggles. With their customizable fit, wrinkle-free fabric sourced from Japan, and all-day comfort, these pants can take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Seriously, these might be the only pants you'll ever need. Style them with the Jet Setter Tee, Legacy button-down shirt, or the buttery Legacy Polo sweater, and you've got timeless staples to meet your everyday wardrobe needs. Jack Archer is just better. For a limited time, get 15% off using the code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your entire order.
We all love a legendary comeback, and Degree Original Cool Rush is back and better than ever. Cool Rush isn't just a scent, it's a movement, a fan favorite that delivers bold, fresh vibes and all-day sweat protection. Whether you have a man that spends hours in the gym, heads into the office early, or is just trying to stay fresh on a long day, Cool Rush has their back. Head to your local Walmart or Target and grab Degree Cool Rush, the fan favorite scent from the world's number one antiperspirant brand.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, here we go. We do a Thursday podcast for you as the seasons are starting to change a little bit. Getting chilly. What's up, Al?
Oh, hi there, Jerry. I was just in the WFAN bathroom. I was had to, you know, go to the urinal. There's two urinals. There's two stalls.
In the one specific one that you
in
go
to. In the one, yes. Yeah. That's the main one I go to. And anyway, if I'm at the urinal and Boomer comes in, he will... Does not push me aggressively, but he, and I have no balance, so he'll try to, he pushes my back as he goes by as I'm urinating. And yes. Of course, my stream stops immediately because I have, my biggest fear is touching my penis to the back wall of the urinal, which is impossible. I don't have a large penis. So, you know what I mean? Like the chances of that happening, I'd have to go so far into the urinal.
And you'd have to have an erection.
Correct. Which I don't
which
have
I hope you
when
don't
I'm
have.
Urinating. Anyway, you know, Boomer's having a good time for himself. I go, do not push me into the, my, the washing I would have to do of my penis.
Excessive.
It would be excessive washing. But it reminded me of a conversation we had off the air, which I'm hoping you will share on the air, Jerry, of, you know, one of my biggest fears when I go into the bathroom and some, you go in there, the smell is just this. And I just think like, I'm breathing in something that causes a smell. how am I not getting ill from that smell? Because clearly what's in the air causing the smell is going into my nose, into my lungs,
right,
into my system.
This has bothered you for a long time.
A long time. Like, well, am I breathing in poop?
So the conversation we had, and I told you because I know we've discussed this before. I was listening to, and I do apologize, I don't know who the host was, but I believe it was a host at Sirius XM that had Neil deGrasse Tyson in. He's promoting his new book, or at least the new version of his book. It's an audio book as well. And you know, they were talking about the, was it the AI 3 Atlas or whatever the hell it's called. A lot of conversation about that and a lot of conversation about the pyramids. And they were talking about possible other societies and civilization. It was a very good conversation. I actually enjoyed it quite a bit. But before the conversation was over, the guy brought up the fact that they have something that they're doing now over there in the bathrooms where they put like some topical stuff up. It's on paper, but it's on the back of the door in the stall.
This is at Sirius XM?
Yes. So that if you're there, maybe you're not on your phone like most people seem to be. You have something to read. And the guy said it's really bothering him that he feels like there could be fecal matter in these pieces of paper because it sits on that door for a few weeks. To where Neil deGrasse Tyson, and this is where I thought of you and in your questions in the past.
This sounds like a terrific host, by the way,
said,
this guy.
Perhaps someone that listens to us, too, because I will tell you, some of these questions are things we have talked about a lot, but whatever. Neil deGrasse Tyson said, don't be concerned. There is not fecal matter in the air. That all goes into the toilet and out. He goes, you know, the rotten egg poop smell is basically just I forget the word he used, but it's essentially just a gas that's not going to do you any harm. You're not going to be ingesting any fecal matter or anything like that. But what can happen on those pieces of paper that they basically post on the back of the door, that fecal gas or whatever he called it can bind itself to the paper because it just sits there. To where their suggestion was, start to put these papers, you want to have them enclosed in plastic, like in sleeves almost, so that it will bounce off and just dissipate. It was a very interesting conversation.
But if it can bond to the paper, why can't it bond to my lungs?
Because I don't think you're there long enough. The point was this piece of paper is there for 3 weeks to 4 weeks and just sits there. And so as person after person after person, hour after hour after hour, it's just filled with gas.
Yeah.
Gas, as opposed to you're in, you're out. It's kind of like anything. A little bit of anything is not going to kill you, usually. A lot of something can. You know, you don't want to, like if you have a teaspoon of sugar once every 10 days, you're fine. Have a cup of sugar every day, not so good.
Right.
So it's kind of, unless you're in there and your job is to sit in a bathroom stall all day and you are smelling nothing but ass for 8 hours a day, then you're fine. I think that's kind of the point he was making.
So a bathroom attendant might...
That could be trouble. He'd
be taking in... Because if someone throws tear gas, it's just gas, but that will have an effect on my body.
But that's also a lot of... You're talking about something that is made for that purpose specifically. Now, the bathroom attendant is an interesting one because usually you see those at weddings, like really nice places.
Yeah.
You're not having a ton of people doing that.
Pooping
you're
at
just
a wedding?
Not.
Yeah.
At work in the morning, a lot of people are doing that.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's a little different.
I always wondered, like, for dogs, because, like, oh, dog sense of smell is 10,000 times a human. So if I fart in the presence of my dog.
Have you ever had your dog collapse in front of you yet?
No, she's never like even acknowledged.
Yeah.
That's what I don't understand. Unless they're just so used to all smells that they're not
maybe
offended.
They recognize it as something pleasant.
Oh.
No, for real. Like, how do you know what a dog senses and doesn't? You know, to some people, maybe the scent of ass smells good to them. I can't imagine that. But Mike Fliegelman doesn't smell anything.
Oh, he has no sense.
He's no sense of smell. Never has. So for everybody, it could be a little different.
And my dog doesn't react to the smell of her own farts, which are very potent.
Boy, you really hit the jackpot with this dog.
Yeah, this dog is passing gas at night as she curls up, and I just smell this.
Has it ever woke you up?
No, but it did. I told you the one time I have an air filter in my house. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, like, if I'm, like, frying something up, it turns red, the air filter, because okay. it starts working extra yeah. heavy duty. A couple times when the dog has farted, it ramps up because it senses some...
cleaning the air.
It's cleaning the air.
Oh my God.
It knows. There's farts in there.
That is brutal.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, okay, so I'm not breathing in fecal matter.
No, I think you're okay. I think you're all right.
Well, that's good to know. I'm glad that host, I would love to know if you could at some point let me know who that was.
I will.
That was a really great question. Maybe I will
tell you now.
Maybe I will tweet at this person.
Only because it was the last thing I watched on YouTube. And I actually, yeah. you know, I usually do listen to the radio station driving in every single morning.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't do it today just because Al Cintron was talking base. I'm like, I'm not ready. I don't want to hear about baseball right now.
Yeah, we just got done with baseball.
Yeah, it just didn't interest me in the moment. So I was kind of like, you know, whatever. So let's see. If I search Neil deGrasse Tyson, 3A Atlas, let's see if it comes up, and then I'll tell you who this was.
Okay. Yeah, I'd really love to know.
Yeah, here it is. So it's under the guy's name, and the show is Not Sam.
Oh, yeah, Not Sam.
Oh, you know who it is?
Yeah.
It's very good. I enjoyed it. Those questions were, like, on point.
Good question.
Like, his questions didn't take 4 minutes. You know, he knew. I'll tell you what was interesting. As someone that had Neil deGrasse Tyson on when you were out, me and Sal had him on as a guest on the phone, but as a guest, he talks a lot, and he's a great guest. Really hard on the phone because you can't really tell when he's done talking.
Yeah.
You can tell he's had conversations with him before because he knew when to jump in, and his questions didn't take long. He got right to it. It was very good.
So Not Sam is yeah. Sam Roberts. He was an intern and then part-time and then full-time with Opie and Anthony.
Oh, really?
Many years ago.
No kidding.
And then he did the show. Then when Anthony got fired,
mm-hmm.
then it was Opie and Jim Norton. Then Opie got fired and it was Sam and Jim Norton.
No, I did not know
then
that.
Jim Norton didn't get renewed. Now it's Sam, and I don't know if he's solo.
I think he's solo.
Yeah.
I mean, no one else asked a question. It was just him and Neil deGrasse Tyson. So, but I thought it was very good. You know, they got into the whole pyramid thing, and like I said, that something you've asked before, maybe a civilization that was more advanced than even we are now.
Yeah.
And Neil deGrasse Tyson comes back, had the same answer, and maybe this is where I got my answer to you. Maybe I heard it from him and I don't remember it, but he basically said it's just not possible because there's not, you got to show them something of proof. There's got to, as he said, they can find bones from 100 years ago, and yet you're going to tell me there was a better civilization. We can't find anything. He said the only explanation that something like that did exist would be if there was a reverse volcano eruption. In that a volcano sucked everything in like a vacuum and disintegrated it, which he said, I don't even know that that's even remotely possible because that's the only explanation.
Hmm.
And then with the pyramids, it was basically, it was just, whether it was slave labor or just human labor that took just hundreds of years. As he said, where were they going? They had nothing else to do. And it was just a lot of manpower. Very interesting though. Very yeah. interesting.
Yeah. I like that stuff.
And also said if it was aliens that created pyramids. I like this answer. He goes, why did they create it? Why, if they were advanced aliens, why did they create pyramids out of basically mud? Like they had nothing better to use. So it was interesting.
Hmm. All right. I will check that out, Jerry.
Yeah.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
This weekend, I'm going to go see that Bruce Springsteen film.
Okay. Which, you know, is not doing well, I don't think.
It's not doing well.
Yeah.
But I do understand why. Like, what's kind of interesting is they did the Bob Dylan film, which was did very well, I believe.
Is this similar to that? Like, that's how the movie is made?
It is. So the Bob Dylan movie, I believe, was also just a particular time in Bob Dylan's life, I believe. I haven't seen it yet.
I didn't watch it either. I love Bob Dylan. I didn't watch it yet.
I think it's when he was doing folk music, mm-hmm. I think.
Okay.
I'm not 100% sure, but I know it's not a biopic like the Freddie Mercury one
mm-hmm.
or the Elton John one where it's their whole career.
Right.
The Bob Dylan one was a small window, a couple of years, and this Bruce Springsteen one is like that as well. But what's interesting to me is that there was a soundtrack for the Bob Dylan movie
mm-hmm.
where Timothée Chalamet singing Bob Dylan songs.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a soundtrack for this one where Jeremy Allen White, the actor, is singing Bruce Springsteen songs. And I'm wondering who is possibly listening to that.
In what regard? I mean, like you could buy it?
Yeah, you could buy it or stream it. Like, the movie.
I don't know.
Why would I need, like, what would ever, like, on my ride home go, ooh, I'm going to listen to Timothée Chalamet sing Bob Dylan songs?
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Or Jeremy Allen White sing
the
Bruce
only
Springsteen
way I
songs.
Could see listening to it is if it was 1995 and I wanted to buy the CD soundtrack.
Yeah.
But now. No, I wouldn't. I just wouldn't.
But the soundtrack is just them doing the
I know,
the real
but
person
at least
songs.
I could make the case in 1995 I might buy the soundtrack for the disc art.
Yeah, for the whole package.
Yeah, like maybe there's, you know, sometimes some of the CDs or the albums had like, not books, but like booklets in them, and there was a reason to maybe spend the $15. Now with Spotify or Apple Music, I don't need to hear him sing Born in the USA. Yeah, Bruce singing it.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the benefit is to that.
Yeah, but the Bruce movie is not doing well nationwide, although I'm sure in the Jersey Shore area it probably did all right. A couple things. I did see a review of it and why it's not doing well, and they think a couple reasons. One, you had Timothée Chalamet, who's a top-of-the-line
mm-hmm.
actor that the young people love.
But what before that movie, I feel like I never heard of him before this movie.
Yeah, he did do other movies teenagers liked, I think.
Okay. I had never heard of him before the Dylan movie.
Yeah, and he was dating one of the
Kendall Jenner, I believe, right?
Yeah. Yes, Kendall Jenner. And this one, I think, is Jeremy Allen White is not as big a celebrity. Also, I think, you know, they said older people who this film is aimed at don't really go to the movies anymore. Mm. Like, since the pandemic.
Who does go to the movies?
They said since the pandemic, it's like superhero movies people like to go see at the, and like big special effects
movies.
Yeah,
right.
Where these, but the Bob Dylan one didn't have that stuff either, and it did well.
Interesting.
So I don't know if Timothée Chalamet, but I'll be going. I'm going to.
I'm impressed. Look at you.
I'm going to go to a 4:10 p.m. showing on Saturday, Jerry.
Well, that's great. You'll have the whole theater to yourself.
I actually bought the tickets in advance, and it's a tiny theater in Asbury Park, one of those small independent theaters.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you still could buy tickets online. It was, there's not a lot of seats in there, and it was pretty full.
All right, good.
Yeah.
I'm impressed. So I like to do things, and I have no interest in going to the movies. You don't like doing things, and look at you going to the movies this
weekend.
I'm going
to go to that movie.
Just that movie.
And I'm also, how about this? I have a very big weekend, Jerry. Friday, I'm going to a concert at Monmouth University.
Who's playing?
Mark Cohn. Do you know Mark Cohn? Memphis.
Yes.
Walking
I know
in
that
Memphis.
Song. What else is he saying?
True Companion. That's all I know. I only know two songs. But I'm now going to concerts based on the venue it's at.
Yeah, and the easiness of in and out.
This place, Jerry, on Monmouth University, Pollock Theater, I think it's called. Easy in and out,
mm-hmm.
easy parking. It's always old people. Nice, comfortable seats. No one's standing.
Right.
Oh,
I would love to own Count Basie.
Yeah, that's a great spot,
it's a
too.
Great venue in a great area.
Yeah.
Restaurants everywhere. Parking is not the best,
but there is
that big municipal parking lot.
Yeah.
But I would think, and they do get some really good acts in there. That to me seems like a fun place to hold an event.
Yeah, I agree. You gotta when you're doing shows that pertain to a bit of an older crowd. So anybody, I think 40 and up,
mm-hmm.
you got to consider the seats.
Oh, absolutely.
Like that. There's
yeah.
If you need to sit down or want to sit down.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of, there's acts sometimes that come through like Stone Pony or the Wonder Bar that I would want to go see. And I'm like, I have to like start judging. Like, okay, what's it going to cost? Then
you want to stand for 3 hours.
Do I
right?
want to stand? Yeah. Yeah. And there's an opening act. I'm like,
a long time. My back can't handle that.
Yeah.
I can't handle standing up for that long in one spot. Can't do it.
Yeah, I can't either. And a lot of times it's an older crowd too. And I don't know how they're doing it.
I don't know. Not for me.
It's not for me either.
Not for me.
Hmm. Let me ask you this, Jerry. I follow Craig Carton.
Okay.
On Instagram and Twitter.
I follow him on Twitter. I might on Instagram. I just haven't logged in 5 months, so I don't know.
You're not sure.
I really don't know.
So here's my thing. I like following him on Twitter.
Yeah.
He's got thoughts. On Instagram, all it is now is clips from his show, his podcast show. I don't want to see them.
Can you mute them?
Because if I unfollow him and he sees, he
you can't unfollow him.
Be like, what is this guy
that'd be
doing?
Rude.
That'd be rude, right?
Yeah, no, you can't unfollow him.
But I don't want to like...
Mute him for a couple weeks and then unmute him.
He posts so many clips from his show.
Mm-hmm.
And you know I get enough sports here, Jerry.
You do get a lot of sports here.
I like when I was Craig walking in the woods,
right.
Craig eating a sandwich, Craig...
You like Craig. You don't like Craig's take on Jackson Dart.
Yeah, I don't care.
Right. I got you.
I don't care about anyone's take on
Jackson.
I
know you don't.
You know what I mean? So on Twitter, I don't get those. He's not putting the clips up.
Okay.
Probably because on Twitter, he knows that when you post things on Twitter... It just...
No one sees them.
You just get killed in the algorithms.
Yes.
But on Instagram, my goodness.
Then And I don't know if you can mute on Instagram. I have no
idea.
That's
a good question.
I would check out that option. And I don't even... I'm not saying mute them forever. Maybe just mute them to take a break for a couple of weeks and then unmute it in a few weeks.
I'll be like, let me check back in, see if he's still aggressively posting.
And if the first thing you see is him complaining about, Justin Fields, you're out.
Yeah, then I'm out.
That's all.
Yeah. Because I feel like I've cultivated my Instagram to like good local things that I like to look at.
Okay.
But sometimes you unfollow somebody, they get mad at you.
Well, especially a friend. Yeah.
Yeah, an actual friend.
I would think so. Very much so.
Yeah, when you unfollow an actual friend on it.
I think Craig was on with Sid today.
Oh, is that right?
On WABC.
WNBC. Yes.
ABC.
Oh, ABC. Yes. WABC.
770, yes.
What'd they talk about?
I don't know. I didn't hear it. I'm working this show. I have no idea. I just had a friend texted me that your boy's on with Sid. I'm like, okay, good.
One of the fellows who works here, Steve.
I talked to him as well.
Yeah, he heard it. And he said that at the end of the interview, Sid asked Craig who he voted for, I guess, for governor of New Jersey.
Right, sure.
And Craig revealed that he's not allowed to vote.
Yeah.
That seems strange.
Why?
Craig committed a crime, did his time. Now he's back to being a citizen in New Jersey. Why doesn't he?
Isn't he still in a probationary period, though?
I don't know. I think he's actually past that.
Maybe. I don't know about that. Because that would be my answer to you. If he is still in a probationary period, then he's not out of the woods yet to get your voting rights back. He's probably very close to it.
It's just so strange hearing that. I guess I did realize that at some point.
Yeah.
But it's so funny now, like there's such a push for, not having the show voter ID, letting illegal immigrants even vote because they're in the country.
Right.
And what? But to have a guy who admittedly committed a crime, did his time for the crime, and now is out living in New Jersey.
Yeah,
why can't he have a vote to
vote
for governor?
Answer. I don't know. Because until you said it, I didn't even know it was a thing.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to come up with an answer for it. I don't know.
I think because it was a federal crime.
Okay.
Because the FBI was involved.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the thing that, like, even a murderer, somebody murders somebody and does their time. I had a rough night that one night and I murdered a couple
rough
people.
Night.
Why can't I vote for governor anymore?
Yeah.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I don't know.
All right, maybe for murderers, Jerry. More voting.
Yeah, that's fine.
But if what Craig did, he should still be able to get a vote.
We'll take it up with Mikey Sherrill.
Mikey Sherrill?
She's your new governor.
Yeah.
Soon.
You're governor as well.
Yeah, but I'm not. I don't care if Craig can vote or not. It doesn't matter to me. I really don't care.
That's great, too. Like, you know, sometimes it's like a pain in the neck to go vote. Craig would be like, I want to vote, but
I can't.
They won't let me. That so is I guess true. I'll just hang out here instead.
So this is perfect. I will watch his videos.
Okay.
Because I like him and I like sports.
You like sports.
And you take up the voting thing because I don't really give a crap if he votes or not.
I'll try to get him a vote.
We tag team this.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
We'll combo it up.
We stand up for Craig.
Yes.
That's actually very funny.
All right, Jerry. Well, on my ride home today, I'm going to listen to Timothy Chalamet sing Bob Dylan.
I thought you were going to listen to Not Sam.
And Jeremy Allen White sing Bruce Springsteen. I'm going to listen to Not Sam talk to
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Was that
only 30 minutes.
Was it a recent?
Yeah, it was like 3 days ago.
Okay, perfect. So it'll be up on there on the podcast, I believe.
Yeah. I don't know. I just saw it on YouTube.
Or I'll have to watch it on YouTube. Yeah. I'll have to watch this other thing on YouTube you were telling me about, too. Howard Stern.
Yes.
It's audio only, though.
It's audio only.
It's somebody put together
It's a compilation of all the times he talked his way through the period in his life when he was getting divorced from his first wife.
Yeah, that sounds interesting.
And when it starts, they're still married, and there's a little bit of a riff.
Wow.
It's 9 hours, I think. You said it's 4 hours and then 5. I zip through it a little bit.
9 hours.
Yeah, because I believe it's like spans a month.
Yeah.
And all these different shows. How someone has the time to sift through this, I have no idea. But it's amazing to hear the much younger, and he sounds angry. Like, you could see it really. He got divorced, for Christ's sake. So clearly it was something. But yeah, you would like it.
I remember listening to an old Howard 101. And this is going, I remember where I was. I was in my, near the laundry at Basking Ridge. So this has to be at least 9 years ago. Mm-hmm. And Howard was screaming about something on the air. And he yelled, Robin, I am 37 years old. What do you want me to do? I'm like, 37?
He is now 72.
Yeah.
72. And he still looks great.
Absolutely wild.
You know,
he does.
There's a lot that he still does that I admire.
Yes.
I mean, kind of like we were talking about Cher this morning.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like when I think of older people that are still, I played golf last week with a man who was at an outing. I don't know why it came up other than he was an older man, but he had a good swing, could still play. I had to ride a cart, but, you know, we all did in an outing, so I didn't even question if he could walk the course or not. Just getting to talking. I said, how old are you? 86. 86.
He's out there swinging.
He's still out there playing golf and plays once a week. Like, man, I should be so lucky to still be able to do it and hit the ball like he does it. Forget 80. 76.
Yes.
Really impressive. Very impressive.
All right. I'm very impressed.
Yeah.
Let's do the warm-up program. Now, when we get back here tomorrow, Jerry, it's going to be Friday. I'm probably going to dance naked on camera.
Now, I would pay to see that. Can I post it? I'd like to go viral.
That. I don't know about that.
I don't think I want to see that.
No, I don't want to see that.
That sounds kind of awful.
Not in these harsh lights in the studio.
Yeah, I don't think any light's going to help.
Okay.
In fairness.
All right, warm up right now.
So. What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.